So I was able to catch up with Siddharth Sanghvi today, who is one of the co-founders of World of Good and has been their director of marketing. I'm talking to him from my Skype connection in Buenos Aires, and he's driving through a cell phone. So we're recording this interview and hoping for the best. So Siddharth, thank you for joining us today. I'm glad that we could catch up for a few minutes.
My pleasure.
So I want to talk to you. The reason that we're speaking now is because World of Good was just, the brand and the assets were acquired by eBay, and your wholesale division is going to Greater Good Charity USA. But you've been, and you've had a partnership with eBay for the worldofgood.com by eBay for 2 years. Many of us, I think, already thought that you were part of eBay. So could you briefly explain how that partnership functioned and how it's going to be different now?
Sure, absolutely. So we launched World of Good about 6 years ago in 2004. And at that point, our mission was basically and has been the same, which is to try and give access to the millions of women all around the world to the U.S. market through handcrafts and such. And initially when we started through our wholesale business, which was working with large retailers and small bookstores and small gift stores to give the U.S. consumers access to this kind of product all under one brand, World of Good. And so, we were at Whole Foods and 1,200 other locations. And then a couple years ago, Priya, the CEO, met with Robert Chatwani, who is currently the director of global citizenship at eBay. And eBay was thinking of launching an artisan marketplace, and Robert had heard of World of Good, and we had worked with a lot of artisan groups all around the world, and we've been sourcing all this product, so we had a really good grasp of the background and the industry. And he was talking to a bunch of different people to search this marketplace. And then when he and Priya met, they kind of like really hit it off, and they were like, oh, why don't we do this together? Because eBay brings the technology, the engineering, the reach, and World of Good would sort of bring the sourcing expertise, the knowledge of the marketplace, and the branding. And so that's how this marketplace really launched. Was it's like a joint collaboration with eBay and World of Good. And we decided to use the World of Good name. We figured it was an appropriate name, and it was also it would be sort of would be represented online and offline. And so that's how the marketplace came about. With the same vision that we had offline, we brought it online. To basically give tremendous market access to all the millions of people that really need it. And in eBay, we found an amazing partner, because just the sheer scale, I think they have 85 million users, and they do $60 or $80 billion of sales in a year. And so and we saw this tremendous opportunity, just really scale the opportunity for these artisans. And eBay was already thinking about it, and then we found a great partner. So that's how it all came about.
And World of Good is such a success story. I mean, you and Priya graduated business school together, and then I read that with a combined $10,000 in savings, you launched this social enterprise that then partners with eBay and then is able to be acquired by eBay, but in a fashion where you still have kind of control of the ethos, and you can still talk about and promote your original social mission. So I wanted to bring your story to listeners of Cause Capitalism for that reason. Has your vision changed since when you started?
No, I mean, I think that's the beauty of it. It really hasn't. And right from the beginning, what we wanted to do, Priya's vision was to create access for all the hundreds of millions of people that live below the poverty line, and provide them access to the U.S. market, to give them basically a way they can make a sustainable living. Because we saw that there's a huge demand in the U.S. marketplace, and there's this huge supply. It was just sort of a matter of connecting the dots. And so the vision has basically not changed at all, because in worldofgood.com, we still see the same potential. In fact, you know, it could be even much, much bigger.
Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere that, you know, that you, for you, this company was, it was a company with a mission, but you were very much committed to growing a business. Did you and Priya feel that you needed to go and prove your business savviness and business chops to a greater degree because you had a social enterprise that you were creating?
I'd say it probably cuts both ways. In a lot of cases, yes, we had to, because it was, you know, there was probably a certain degree of skepticism. Oh, you know, yes, okay, you're helping people, but, you know, can you really make the business work? But on the other hand, we got a lot of opportunities because people really wanted to help out and really wanted to sort of like, oh, okay, wow, this business is really trying to make a difference. You know, I'd like to partner with them and do it together. Because, you know, at a very basic level, people want to do good. So, you know, I'd say it cuts both ways.
So what do you think that the core competency of World of Good was? Was it creating something, the scale of what you did in this? I mean, prior to when you partnered up with eBay, because you weren't the only, there was other brands and other sites that were retailing fair trade and sustainable products. I mean, 10,000 Villages comes to mind, and Natural Geographic's Novica site. So what was it that really catapulted World of Good out in front and caught the eye of eBay?
Yeah, I wouldn't say so much out in front necessarily. I mean, 10,000 Villages and Serve, you know, the two organizations that sort of really pioneered the fair trade movement, they started 40, 50 years ago, and, you know, we really look up to them, and, you know, they've done an amazing job over the last 40, 50 years, and in Novica as well. So for us, it was just sort of a different approach. We wanted to brand, basically, we saw that the market was really, really fragmented. You know, you mentioned a couple of 10,000 Villages and Novica, those are probably the sort of the largest in the industry. But the majority of it, the rest of all the fair traders and the ethical sourcing companies were smaller, fragmented, and it was difficult for a company like Whole Foods or Disney or Hallmark to really work with 20 different smaller companies to bring an ethical offering to their locations and stores. And so what we did was, we brought all of the different sourcing, all the different artisan groups together under one brand, and sold that in to these different stores. And so it was much easier for Whole Foods to then source from us with a recognized brand. We provide all the service and have access to all the different products we had, rather than going to, say, you know, an artisan group in Nepal to source scarves, an artisan group in Kenya to source, like soapstone hard. So we made it basically easy for the retailer to source this product. Because again, going back, I think most people, given the choice, want to sell and want to buy ethically sourced product. It's just a question of, is it convenient or not? How convenient is it? And we made it easy both for the retailers and for the consumers. And that's why I think that we sort of stood out and built a World of Good brand really quickly. And then I would say the other strength was just sort of the relationships we built. We approached this in a very, very collaborative way. And, you know, we sort of see this as growing the pie and not necessarily taking, it's not necessarily a competitive environment where we're taking sales from other fair traders. It's more like of just growing the pie. And so I think a lot of the collaborations, we met a lot of contacts and were able to sort of establish relationships in the fair trade industry and establish a really good reputation, and I think that really helped us, attract sort of eBay's eye, and then when we started the conversation, we had a really good relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. So you think what attracted eBay's eye was your presence in the marketplace, and you proved to eBay through your work with other companies that you were easy to work with. They could come in at your point of entry that was you, and they could have access to a lot of different types of products and regional areas. Is that, do you think that's what, did you have to cultivate those relationship with eBay?
Sure, I think there were many factors. I mean, that, you know, that our reputation, how quickly we grow and our presence in the marketplace. But then there's also some serendipity in it, in the sense that, you know, we went to Haas, the UC Berkeley Business School, so did Robert, who was in the part-time program. And, you know, being in the Bay Area, it's kind of a little bit of a small world. And so, you know, those things worked out as well and allowed us to really get to know each other. And then Priya and Robert just built a really good relationship. And so I think all those factors combined to give birth to the partnership.
When you started your partnership with eBay, did you feel, I mean, it must have been exciting. Did you feel that you had to work harder to prove yourselves more because there was more public attention on World of Good? I mean, you had been given this opportunity, or did it affect kind of the mentality that you had around the business, at least at first?
Well, I mean, we had been working with other large partners as well offline, like Whole Foods and then Wild Oats before it had been acquired, and then together a few others as well. And so it wasn't necessarily the additional pressure or anything like that. It was just more, it was a different business. This was online, and we built it from scratch with them. We set up, it was just like a different kind of work that we needed to do on that. So it was really exciting in that it was like a whole new business division. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I wouldn't say there was necessarily any additional, a lot of additional pressure. I mean, I'd say we already had enough pressure as it was.
Is there anything that comes to mind? You mentioned collaboration and kind of growing the pie, but I want to use this opportunity speaking with you to get your thoughts on what could be helpful for other social entrepreneurs out there.
Sure. I think, you know, one of the keys for us was definitely talking to people and really listening and collaborating with all players that are out there. I mean, we've talked to pretty much all the other fair traders, the larger fair traders. We've talked to the certifying bodies. We've talked to, Priya has a lot of mentors in the field and even in traditional retail. So it's basically just, I'd say one of the keys is to really, really talk to people and sort of work together, because a lot of the partnerships that we developed really came out of that, through meeting with all the different people out there. And I'd say the second thing is to really identify, for us it was identifying this opportunity, this gap we saw between, here's a need, we have this entire population of people that are increasingly shopping ethically, and then you have all this product out there that meets the market. And so connecting those two and identifying that need, I think, was also key. Mm-hmm.
And the sales have continued to grow. I just saw that 74% of worldofgoodby.com sellers have increased their sales from 2008 to 2009. I know that we have limited time, but I just want to tap to something you just mentioned. You said Priya had a network of mentors. And so I'm not sure if you can speak to this, but one of the things that I've been focusing on is businesses who are getting off the ground and the people who are helping the entrepreneurs. And it sounded like you really received assistance from this. Was it just from Priya's network, or did it come from your business school or both of your previous work experiences? Could you talk briefly about that?
Sure. It was basically all of the above. I mean, the fact that we live in the Bay Area and have close proximity to a lot of different businesses and business leaders was really helpful. Through business school, our professors were really valuable, and as well as our classmates, in terms of providing advice, in terms of providing contact. And then, you know, one of Priya's amazing skills is just the relationships she's built. I mean, she's basically we worked with so many Fortune 500. I mean, we've sold into Walmart, Disney, eBay, and so just her the way that she's been able to really reach out and earn the respect of a lot of leaders and get, you know, have them as mentors has been really, really, helpful and it just has been really nice, a really nice asset to have.
So what's the biggest, the thing that you're most excited about with this news that eBay has bought the brand and assets for World of Good?
I think it's the most exciting thing is, I mean, in the last 2 years, we've been working together. So on the day-to-day level, there isn't a lot of change immediately in the short term. But I'd say in the long term, it just, what I'm really excited about is the tremendous scale and potential that this brings. As I mentioned, you know, they're a huge marketplace with 85 million users. And, you know, the gift, just the traditional gift market is almost $60 billion. And even if we can capture a fraction of that, it just represents a huge, huge market potential. So that's the thing that I'm most excited about, that, you know, hey, you know, our vision really isn't changing, and now we can do it and in a much, much, much bigger way than possibly anybody has done before. And, you know, that's what really excites me.
Yeah, that's, I definitely see that. And one thing that I would add is that eBay has all of these areas or portfolios of sustainability and responsibility. So it's not like your Burt's Bees or Ben & Jerry's being acquired by Clorox or Unilever. It's, you know, they're integrating this into so many facets that they're building of their business, and really leading the way as a large corporation out there for full service sustainability. So I'm sure you feel as well that you're in good hands. Well, I know I had the opportunity to do some work, a small partnership with World of Good by eBay over the Christmas holiday for the I Give Twice campaign, and worked with some of your colleagues and really enjoyed that. So I want to thank you again for speaking with us this morning, and we look forward to seeing World of Good's new growth.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited for the future.
For more interviews about cause capitalism, visit causecapitalism.com.